Hello, good morning, everybody. I'm Jin Shijian. I'm a PhD student from Virginia Tech, and my topic is in a different scale of a previous presentation. I will talk about constraint estimates of a global source expression by quantified source of uncertainty. Global source expression is a very important component because it is the second largest carbon exchange between atmosphere and terrestrial. However, it is very difficult to detect this component because it is a type of CO2 flux from the underground. So some technologies such as the remote sensing, which can cover a large area but cannot be used to directly measure soil respiration. Fortunately, starting from 1960s, more and more on-site measurements have been conducted to measure soil respiration, and a lot of the data have been published, and some scientists, they developed a method which including collected the publication and then digitized the data and developed a global soil respiration database. And based on the database, several models have been developed and to estimate the global soil respiration. But from this table, we can see that the estimates ranged from 68 to 98, and even though they followed a similar approach, there is a big gap among these estimates. And now the higher range, the 89, is used as a benchmark for the climate models. So in my research, the objectives is I want to figure out the source of uncertainty contribute to the large gap among different estimates, and quantify the magnitude of uncertainty and constrain the global annual mean soil respiration. To do this, I have hypothesized that there are majorly four types of uncertainty contribute to the big gap. First of all, the time scale of the soil respiration data used to build in the model is very important. As shown in this figure, this figure shows the measure frequency from January to December. But from this figure, we know that this data is from the north part of the, from the cold region of the north hemisphere. We should, the data shows that we have more measured data from the warm period rather than in the cold period. So if the time scale of the global soil respiration data is annual, then we tend to have a issue which is using the growing season soil respiration rate represent the annual mean soil respiration rate, and the solution is downscale the global soil respiration data into the monthly time scale. And our second hypothesis is the model format choice is also a big important factor. As shown in this figure, this is show the some relationship between soil respiration and air temperature over some historical soil respiration model. From this model, shows that the soil respiration increase as the air temperature increase as a followed a first order exponential trend or follow the linear trend. However, in some side scale, the result shows that soil respiration and air temperature followed a second order trend. However, if the global soil respiration data is annual time scale, even though, for example, in this site we have this much of measurements, but we have to aggregate all this data into an annual mean point and then input this just that one point into the data. By doing that, we exclude all the data from this range and the data from the higher temperature range. By doing that, we may cannot detect some key relationship between soil respiration and air temperature, such as the second order trend. Certainly, because the soil respiration and air temperature is not linear, as shown in this figure, because of the nonlinear relationship, if we use this relationship to estimate soil respiration, we can either input the annual time scale temperature data and then get an annual mean soil respiration rate, or we can input the monthly air temperature first and then get the monthly soil respiration rate, And then we average the monthly soil exploration rate and finally get the annual mean soil exploration rate. But from this figure, we know that because the nonlinear relationship with the same amount of increase in the x-axis, but the response, the increase in the response is different. So then the result from these two results will be different, and the difference is contributed by the Jason's inequality. And lastly, including or not including a hyperbolic function of the precipitation component will be also contribute to the uncertainty. As shown in this figure, the multiplier of the hyperbolic function, which means the value of this component, can tend to approach 1, but cannot be 1. Which means the precipitation will always limit the soil exploration. However, in some side-scale study, we found that the soil the precipitation can significantly stimulate the soil exploration. However, the hyperbolic function cannot capture that stimulation. So, including a hyperbolic function may underestimate the global soil exploration. So, to test the hypothesis, we based on the annual global soil respiration data, we collected the publication and then downscale to monthly time scale. And then, based on these two different time scale of global soil respiration data, we parameterized a first order model, a second order model, and a second order model with the hyperbolic function. And then, if we input the climate data, which I mean the temperature data and the precipitation data, we should be able to estimate the global soil respiration. And compare with the different estimates, we should be able to quantify the uncertainty related with different uncertainty I just talked about. And in the result part, I will discuss each part in detail. Firstly, in the annual time scale from the data, we can see that it follows a very clear first order trend. And when I use the model to test, I found a clear first order trend. I also parameterized the second order model, but the second order model is not clear, and no threshold I can detect it. However, if you see the monthly time scale data, the data show a clear second order trend, and I can detect it a threshold at around 27 Celsius degree, and the second order model better explain how soil respiration responds to temperature change, because the second order model have a higher R square value but lower MSE value and lower AIC value. Because the second order model is not significant, so I do not use these two models to estimate global soil respiration, and I left four models. And based on these four models, I can either input the annual mean air temperature or input the monthly temperature. And based on my description on the nonlinear relationship and the Jason's inequality, so these two different timescales of input temperature data, the estimates and the global soil respiration is different. And the difference is contribute by the Jason's inequality related with the temperature. Because I have several models, I should be able to have several estimates and the magnitude of Jason's inequality. And the result shows that the Jason's inequality is about 4 pg carbon. And 4 pg carbon is not a small number, because like in global scale, the burning fossil fuel emitted about 10 pg carbon to the atmosphere, and 2.5 of that will be observed by the global terrestrial, and the Jason's inequality is almost twice of that. And because the relationship between soil respiration and precipitation is also not nonlinear, so based on the similar logic, I can also be able to quantify the uncertainty related with the precipitation, and the adjacent inequality related with the precipitation is about 5 pg carbon. I compare with the estimates from the second order model with the hyperbolic function and the second order model without the hyperbolic function, I should be able to quantify the uncertainty related with the model with the hyperbolic function or without. And the result shows that the model with the hyperbolic function is about 10 pg carbon smaller than the model without a hyperbolic function. And if I compare with the result from the second order model or the first order model, but parameterized based on the same global solar expression data, I should be able to quantify the uncertainty related with the threshold. And the results shows that the global solar expression estimate by the model without a threshold is about 12 pg carbon smaller than the model, the first order model. And if I compare with the model, both of them are first order model, but developed based on different time scale of climate data. One of them is annual, and one of them is parameterized based on the monthly time scale. I should be able to quantify the uncertainty related with the time scale, different time scale of global solar expression data used. And the result shows that the global solar expression estimated by the model parameterized by the monthly global solar expression data is about 8 pg carbon smaller than the estimate by the model parameterized by the global by the annual global solar expression data. So the discussion, the result from the second from the monthly time scale is very different from the annual, and I think the reason is by downscale to the monthly time scale, we have much more measurements in the higher temperature range and lower temperature range, and should be increase our power to capture the relationship. And the 27 Celsius degree we detected also similar with some other meta-analysis, like this, they found of 25 Celsius degree over threshold, but our result is first time to show that the global solar expression model should also include in this threshold. Because of the time, I cannot describe this in detail, but generally it's to say that the by doing compare with these models results, we suggest that the global solar expression should be close to 71 to 81 pg carbon, and like if we see the estimate from this, if we subtract this uncertainty, it's also followed in this range. We can do another method, which is partition the global solar expression from the terrestrial carbon cycling, and it also shows the global solar expression is from 70 to 82 pg carbon. To conclude, we detected a significant second order trend and a threshold in the based on the monthly data, and based on the second order trend model, we suggest that the global annual mean solar expression should be close to 70 to 81, and which is lower than the current benchmark, and our results may change the prediction of how global solar respiration responds to global warming. And thank you all for your attention, and thank you very much.